理课堂听 class.com。
Welcome to Studio Classroom Online. Thank you for joining us. I'm your teacher, Vicki. It's always great to have you with us. And it's especially great to have you today as we begin 2006.
That's right. Hi, friends. My name is Steve. Happy New Year to everyone. You know, during New Year's, people make resolutions. They make decisions. We here at Studio Classroom Online made the decision to get a new set. So here we are.
Right, Steve. And actually, we made some other changes and decisions as well. We'll have some new features for you in the magazine. Of course, we'll keep some of your favorites as well, like the chat room and also our What Would You Do series.
That's right. Well, let's get started now on page 8 as we begin our reading of East, West, or Somewhere in Between.
East, West, or Somewhere in Between. Maylee and Scott fell in love and married 2 years ago. They met through mutual friends in Maylee's native Hualien. Scott has lived in Hualien for 3 years, teaching English and studying Chinese. But now Scott is tired of struggling to learn Chinese, and he's tired of being a foreigner. "I'm ready to move back to Canada," he tells Maylee. "You'll love it there." Maylee and Scott had talked about moving to Canada someday, but she thought that would be in the distant future. She doesn't feel ready to leave her home and family anytime soon.
Well, the title of our lesson this month is called East, West, or Somewhere in Between. And we see a picture of a couple right there next to the title. Someone from maybe the West and someone maybe from the East.
Okay, when we talk about the East, we're talking about Asia. And when we talk about the West, we're talking usually about someone from North America, but also someone from Western Europe could be included in that as well.
That's right. So the question is, East, West, or somewhere in between? We're going to find out what that means, I think, as we get started. Well, let's do that. Let's get started with our lesson.
Okay, the deck says, when an Asian and a Westerner get married, life can get complicated. I would dare say when anybody gets married, life changes and it can get a little complicated, but especially so when you're bringing two different people from different cultures, bringing them together for marriage.
Right, it can always be difficult, like you said, when you get married. That's just because there are changes being made and you're not used to being together. But when you bring these two cultures together, it intensifies the problem.
Okay, let's get started in the text. It says, Maylee and Scott, those are their two names, they fell in love and married 2 years ago. Okay, and then they met through mutual friends in Maylee's native Hualien. So I guess Scott and Maylee, they met in Hualien. And that's where she's from.
That's where she is from. We see that here that this is her native Hualien. In other words, that is where she came from. So we find out here that Scott was working there. He had been living there in Hualien, and he met Maylee, and they fell in love. Now, the idea of falling in love is that you start out a relationship maybe, but it turns into love.
Okay, and they met, it says, through mutual friends, which means common friends or shared friends. They both had the same friends, but at that time, they may not have known each other, and those mutual friends probably introduced them to each other.
Okay, well, we find out here that Scott had lived in Hualien for 3 years, and he was teaching English, and he was also studying Chinese at the same time. Now, a lot of foreigners like to do that. They like to come to Asia to study the language, to learn a little bit about the language, but also sometimes they will come to teach English so that they can make a little money and do that.
Okay, so they're doing two things at the same time. They're teaching and studying, and that's what Scott is doing. But now Scott is tired of struggling to learn Chinese. You may not know this, friends, but for us, it's very difficult to learn Chinese. And so we feel your pain. We know your struggle as you try to learn English.
That's right. That is true, Steve. I think a lot of people wonder, do we also struggle learning a language? And the truth is, we do. It's not easy to learn a second language. And sometimes we think that it's harder to learn Chinese than it is for them to learn English.
Right. Well, Scott, he's struggling. It's becoming a problem. It's something that maybe depresses him or saddens him a little bit. He's having a hard time learning Chinese, and he's tired of being a foreigner. Oh, the stories we could talk about. You know, living in a foreign land, it's not easy. The culture is different. The language is different. The food is different. So many different things. Sometimes it's just tiring.
Now, we use that expression to be tired of something. It gives us the idea that you get fed up with something. We see he's tired of struggling. He's also tired, it says, of being a foreigner. Now, he doesn't mind being a foreigner, but he does mind being a foreigner in a different culture where he has to struggle. So when you're tired here, it doesn't mean physically so much as it does emotionally or mentally.
Good point. He says, I'm ready to move back to Canada. And he tells May Lee, you'll love it there. So we find out that Scott is from Canada. And now he wants to move back with his wife to Canada. And he tells her, we'll have a great time. You'll love Canada.
Well, we can see from the next paragraph that it's something that they had talked about before. This is not the first time that he brings up the subject, because it says here they had talked about moving to Canada someday. Maybe not right away, but someday they plan to do that.
So May Lee thought it was in the distant future, that it was far, far away, maybe 5 or 10 years down the road. Well, she's surprised to discover that Scott wants to move back to Canada pretty soon, maybe within 6 months or a year, and that's too soon for her.
That's right. Now, you said distant means far away. We can say it's far away in time, whether it's the future or the past. Sometimes we even say the distant past. But here we're talking about the distant future, far, far from this time that they're now discussing this.
Well, May Lee doesn't feel ready to move away from her family. Of course, that's where she's from, and she has friends and family there. She's not prepared emotionally to move away to a foreign country.
Well, I think it's time for us, now that we have the situation, to take a short break. Before we do, we're going to visit Ken and Rachel in the chat room. Join us.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Rachel.
So, Rachel, do you love your husband, Matt?
Of course. What a silly question, Ken.
No, I mean, do you really love your husband, like when you first met him?
Oh, I see what you're getting at. You want to know if I'm in love with my husband.
In love isn't being in love with someone the same as loving someone?
Not quite. In today's lesson, we read that May Lee and Scott fell in love and got married 2 years ago. You can only be in love with someone such as a boyfriend, girlfriend, or spouse.
Oh, you mean to love someone romantically.
That's right. And when you first start to have that romantic feeling, that feeling for someone, we call that falling in love.
Love 是爱，爱有分很多种，比如说友情的爱，亲情的爱。可是如果你要表达男女之间的爱呢，你可以在前面加一个介系词 in。I'm in love with you, 我爱上你了。或者 I'm falling in love with you, 我已经坠入情网，爱上你了。所以当人家对你说 I love you 的时候，你最好弄清楚他是什么意思。也许他的意思是 I love you, but I'm not in love with you。那这种的 I love you 呢，就只是在表达说他很喜欢你的意思。Now, you mentioned spouse. What's a spouse?
A spouse is a husband or a wife, and sometimes we call a spouse your better half.
Got it. Hey, Rachel, can I borrow your car for the weekend?
I'm not sure, Ken. Let me check with my better half first.
Spouse 是你的配偶。那配偶呢，有一个比较口语的讲法，就是你的 better half。这个当然是一个比较谦虚、贬低自我的讲法，我那个更好的另一半。
It's time for a break. Stay with us, students. We'll be right back.
What percentage of people living in Canada were born in other countries? A. 5%, B. 12%, C. 18%. What percentage of people living in Canada were born in other countries? C. 18%. Living in Canada might be fun. Is there room for one more?
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. Well, in this month's What Would You Do scenario or lesson, we've been given the situation where May Lee and Scott have been married for a couple of years. Now, Scott is a little tired of learning Chinese and being a foreigner in this culture, and he wants to move.
Okay, this is one of the challenges of being married. When one person wants one thing and the other person wants another thing, what are they going to do? They need to work something out.
So we're asked the question, if we were May Lee, what would we do? So this is some from her side, what would we do in this situation? Let's take a look now at decision one on line 12.
East, west, or somewhere in between? If you were May Lee, what would you do? Decision one.
I know you're not happy here right now, but everyone has frustrations when they're learning a language. Don't give up now.
It's not just the language. I'm tired of not fitting in. I can't do things for myself like I can in Canada.
But if we move to Canada, I'll have those problems.
But your English is already much better than my Chinese.
If you insist, we can move to Canada.
Honey, I'm not going to force you. If you really don't want to move.
I don't. Let's wait a few years. I'll keep improving my English. Then, if you still have your heart set on it, we can move.
Okay.
In decision one, we're taking a look at a conversation between May Lee and Scott. And May Lee says, I know you're not happy here right now. So she realizes that her husband is struggling. He's not very happy in this current situation.
But she wants to encourage him, especially in his Chinese learning. She says, but everyone has frustrations when they're learning a language. Don't give up. She thinks that the root of Scott's unhappiness is the fact that he really isn't grasping Chinese as well as he wants to.
And she says everyone has frustrations, and I think that is true. When you're learning another language, there are frustrations. And there may be a period of time where you do very well and you make a lot of progress, but then there are those times when you're not doing well, and frustrations do come, but we can't give up.
Right. A frustration is when you have a goal, but for some reason you just can't reach that goal. And Scott is feeling like he can't reach his goal in his Chinese learning. Well, Scott says, it's not just the language. I'm tired of not fitting in. So we see that it's more than the language. He's not fitting in. He's a foreigner in a foreign place.
When you don't fit in, you may not fit in with a group of people or even fit into a culture. It feels like it doesn't fit you. It's like it's not right for you.
He's different from everybody else, and that kind of wears him down emotionally. He says, I can't do things for myself like I can in Canada. So when you live in a foreign country, you can't speak the language or write the language, it's like you're a little baby and you need people to do things for you.
That's true. I know when I first came to Asia, I felt so dependent on other people. And we grew up in, I know, North America, being very independent. We like to do things for ourselves. So this can be a frustration.
Yeah, maybe Scott, he needs help when he goes to the bank, or he needs help when he goes to apply for a scooter license. He needs help in all areas of his life, and he's tired of that. He wants to be more independent.
Maybe even to buy a meal. It can be very frustrating. Well, Mei Li says, but if we move to Canada, I'll have those problems. So the same problems that Scott is talking about, she will have if they move to Canada, and she too will face frustration.
So she's maybe a little fearful or apprehensive for those reasons. And then Scott says, but your English is already much better than my Chinese. So he's saying, if we move to Canada, you won't have the same problems I'll have or that I'm having here, because your English is so good, you won't have any problem.
And that probably is true in this situation, but I don't think she really wants to move. We see here that she sighs, and when you sigh, you and she did that, and she says, if you insist, I'll move to Canada. So if you insist, if you say that I must do this, then I will do it.
Wow, so she wants to please her husband, she wants to make him happy, but at the cost or at her own expense of being happy at home in her native Hualien. And then Scott says, honey, I'm not going to force you. If you really don't want to go, I'm not going to force you. I won't force you to move. And then we see the three dots at the end, and he's kind of keeping it open. The sentence isn't fully closed because he's kind of hoping that maybe she'll respond in a way that will allow them to move.
Okay, so he doesn't want to force her, and I think that's a good idea too. Even though he does want to go back to Canada and he thinks she will like it, he probably realizes if he forces her, that's not a very good or ideal situation either.
Right. If they go to Canada, she's not happy, then that's not a good situation. They're looking for a situation where they can both be happy. And so he says that, and he's hoping that she'll agree. But she says, I don't want to move. Let's wait a few years, and I'll keep improving my English. Then if you still have your heart set on it, we can move. So her idea is, let's just wait a little bit longer and see if things change.
Okay, so to have your heart set on something means that you have a very strong desire for something, to do something. And in this case, he has a strong desire. His heart is set on going back to Canada.
So to have your heart set on something means something you want to do, or it could be something that you want to get or obtain. Someone could have their heart set on buying that new car. Mm-hmm. They really desire that. Well, let's look at this phrase in a different way in today's word skit.
You know, I really hope to get married someday.
You want to get married?
Yes, I have my heart set on it.
So do I.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I hope I can have a wonderful home someday.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, it's something I really want. I have my heart set on it.
Well, I have my heart set on that too, actually.
Oh, wow. You know, I hope that one day I can have children.
Oh, I want children too.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe 4 or 5?
5, wow. Well, I do have my heart set on having children.
Yes, I have my heart set on having a wonderful family.
Mm.
You know, it sounds like we have our hearts set on a lot of the same things.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, will you marry me?
Marry you?
Yes. I want you to be my wife. I have my heart set on it.
I can't marry you. I'm sorry. I have my heart set on marrying someone else.
Someone else? Who?
Anyone else. But we can still be friends.
Okay, to have your heart set on something. In this case, he has his heart set on going to Canada, and he wants to move there soon. But I think he's willing to wait.
He is. He says, okay, we'll wait some more. He's not completely 100% happy, And you can see that by the picture on the left. Well, let's go now to some video footage. We have some friends who we talked to, Vivian and Gareth. Let's take a look.
Well, we both like decision one. We've actually talked about this topic for our own lives, and I've been in Taiwan for over 5 years now. It's been nice, but I can understand where Scott's coming from. It would be nice to move back soon.
Yeah, but not right away, because I can understand how Mei-Li feels. Mm-hmm. Even probably I won't have those problems she's going to have, but I can totally understand how she feels, like going to a new culture and a new language.
Mm-hmm. But then again, also in the story, your English is better than my Chinese is now, so I think you would be successful when we move back to Canada.
Maybe, but I still like to spend more time with my family. And also, I have my job here.
Yeah. When we were talking about moving back to Canada for our own lives, it would have to involve some planning, like where would we work, where would we live, where would the money come from. It would take some time to make the move and do it in a smooth way.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge for me to find a new job there.
Mm.
Plus, our baby is coming soon.
That's true.
Yeah, I would like to have our kids growing up in a Chinese environment and new Chinese before we move back to Canada.
Yeah, it would be a benefit if the kid had experience with some culture from both sides of the ocean.
Yeah, and plus at the same time we stay here, if we miss your family there, we can go home visit sometimes.
That's true. And maybe they can come over to Asia for a holiday here.
Mm-hmm. So you don't mind staying here for another few years?
Well, not too much longer, but yeah, I think we're ready to stay in Taiwan for a bit longer.
Okay, so I think I like the decision one.
Yeah, decision one.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章我们第一个来看的是 mutual 这个形容词。注意 T 在这里是发 ch 的音，所以念成 mutual。Mutual 在这里是指共同的。课文中提到的 mutual friends 是指共同的朋友，或者是 mutual benefit 是指共同的利益或好处。Mutual 也指互相的。例如 ,our friendship is based on mutual respect, 是指我们的友谊是建立在对彼此互相的尊重上。接下来我们看的是 fit in 这个成语。Fit in, 以前我们学过是指有足够的空间装得下某个东西，但是在这里 fit in 是指融入或适应某个团体。如果要说明是融入哪个团体的话，是用 with 这个介系词。例如I tried to fit in with my new colleagues, but they were all so much younger, we had nothing in common. 我试着要让新的同事接受我，但是他们都比我年轻许多，因此我们没有什么共同点。最后我们看的是 have one's heart set on something 这个成语。这个成语是指一心一意要做某一件事或得到某个东西。例如 Bob has his heart set on this convertible,He's willing to work two jobs just to pay for it. Bob 一心一意想买这部跑车，甚至愿意兼两份工作来支付这部汽车的费用。Is your heart set on improving your English? Let's go on to the word bank.
Mutual. Jack and I met at the party of a mutual acquaintance. Distant.One day, I would like to own a house, but that is in the distant future. Fit in. Ruby doesn't really fit in with her classmates. She has little in common with them. Have one's heart set on something. Helen has her heart set on becoming a dancer when she grows up. I hope her dream comes true.
West, or somewhere in between. Mei-Li and Scott fell in love and married 2 years ago. They met through mutual friends in Mei-Li's native Hualien. Scott has lived in Hualien for 3 years, teaching English and studying Chinese. But now Scott is tired of struggling to learn Chinese. And he's tired of being a foreigner. "I'm ready to move back to Canada," he tells Mei-Li. "You'll love it there." Mei-Li and Scott had talked about moving to Canada someday, but she thought that would be in the distant future. She doesn't feel ready to leave her home and family anytime soon. If you were Mei-Li, what would you do? Decision 1.
I know you're not happy here right now, but everyone has frustrations when they're learning a language. Don't give up now.
It's not just the language. I'm tired of not fitting in. I can't do things for myself like I can in Canada.
But if we move to Canada, I'll have those problems.
But your English is already much better than my Chinese.
If you insist, we can move to Canada.
Honey, I'm not going to force you. If you really don't want to move.
I don't. Let's wait a few years. I'll keep improving my English. Then, if you still have your heart set on it, we can move.
Okay.
You know, a moment ago we talked to Gareth Morgan, our teacher, and his wife Vivian, and they shared their opinion of decision 1. What did you think, Steve?
Well, Vicki, I always think it's a good idea to wait if you can when you're making a big decision like this. But on the other hand, if you wait too long, it could cause Scott to become really, really frustrated.
And maybe even depressed. Well, we're going to take a look at 2 more options next time, students. Be sure to join us then. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.